personally, the Uruwetas and Tūhoe have been the link that have been highlighted in the media, and I think that's something to keep in mind, and I think that's something that the government likes to kind of use as a deliberate target to focus a lot of prejudice and ignorance that swirls around sometimes in this country. The first of my core points is that I think the Crown has long used Māori activities, or they've long used the criminalising of Māori activities to achieve other aims. And this has been when Māori in particular have stood up to maintain tikanga or to maintain political and economic organisations and structures over the years, and that's when, or to retain land, and that's when the kind of crackdown, the criminalising of those kinds of Māori activities occurs. And I think this is one extension of that. My second point is, of course, the Crown and the states in many places have used different excuses, and we're all familiar with these over the years. Threats to national security, difference, treason, fanaticism, whatever it is, they come up with different kinds of reasons over the years in order to criminalise people and crack down on people who have different ideas about governance, different ideas about how we should be looking after this country, how we should be looking after the resources of this country, and how we should be looking after each other. And I think this is, again, an extension of that kind of crackdown. Which we can see, of course, then the idea of the threat to national security is also what they really mean is that it's a threat to the status quo. That's what people are threatening. My third point is that the sad irony with the Māori link here is that, of course, over the years, since about 1860, Māori have demonstrated a patience and tolerance with the kinds of treaty breaches and other breaches of Māori rights over the years, which perhaps in some senses can have some fault to it, that kind of resort only to non-violent methods. And that's what's been going on over the years. Māori have used non-violent methods, submissions, court cases, hīkoi, etc., to challenge the state and challenge the breaches of human rights that we've seen. So finally, I hope we're all here today to show that we won't be silenced and to fight against what I think the Crown is also doing, which is trying to divide our communities by inflaming racial hatred. And I think we should stay united and stay strong against that. Kia ora koutou.